Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, our affiliates, and everybody else in between. We're breaking it down. Countdown to kickoff is on. Obviously, the big story is Patrick Mahomes. Good news, bad news. He doesn't have a concussion. All right? So people thought initially it was a concussion. It's not a concussion. Turns out he's actually got a tweaked nerve in his neck. And the fact of the matter remains that he is in the concussion protocol. There are a bunch of steps that he has to go through. The player rests until signs and symptoms return to baseline status, and he undergoes a neurological and cognitive balance test. 2, the player begins cardio exercise and or stretching and balance training under the oversight of the team's medical staff. 3, the player increases exercises and or sport-specific activities and begins supervised strength training. 4, the player continues training and resumes non-contact football activities, i.e. throwing, running. 5, the player is cleared by the team physician for full contact and passes an independent neurological exam, then returns to practice, and then needs to be cleared after the practice once again. And very interesting, and we asked Dr. David Chow about this earlier in the evening tonight about the... Well, are the Kansas City Chiefs doctors to be trusted? Like, I mean, how many of you are thinking right now, they're just going to say, yeah, sure, he passed every test. He's good. But, you know, independent neurological exam. Independent. So basically, in every NFL city, they have 2 doctors on call in case one of them is unavailable. So there's 2 doctors that are on call that do not work for the football team. All right? They're independent. They come in to double check, to oversee what the team is telling them, and they have to verify that with the league. And you know what? The league has gone to pretty extreme lengths, actually, when you see these protocols. But the fact of the matter is, they've also been sued for a lot of money, right? And they don't want to get sued for more money down the road so they can actually say, no, look, we actually are concerned about concussions. Now, they're on the clock right now. If he has a bad day or two, you know, and he doesn't pass like each issue at the time, yet he doesn't have a concussion. So he's going to pass the neurological test, etc. I would expect, Dr. Morenci says Mahomes will play. Bring it.
Relax. You don't have to actually play these sports. Just know about them. Keep it here. This.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Don't think of us as just sports talk. Think of us as a full immersion crash course in sports news you can use. You listen, you learn. Get the winning edge. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Lorenzi. We're throwing it down. It's the Monday night meltdown. We've got a full house here this evening. Paul Bovey's going to step up and in. George Kurtz throws it down with us. Brent Sobleski from the Bleacher Report talks NFL football. A lot of stuff to get to, including the New York Mets. The New York Mets have a new ownership group, right? And very, very deep pockets. The problem, something, there's a bulge in that pocket. But I think, you know, the New York Mets really wanted to show their stuff in the offseason. Unfortunately, they showed a little bit too much stuff. And Jared Porter, the general manager of the New York Mets, evidently doesn't understand meet the Mets isn't like, you know what, meet your junk. Meet the Mets. Only the New York Mets can do this, but they didn't even do anything. But the New York Mets general manager, Jared Porter sent explicit photos, including naked pictures of a penis, to a female reporter in 2016. After, I like how the story says, this is Jeff Passan, this is the headline on his tweet. New York Mets general manager Jared Porter sent explicit photos, including naked pictures of a penis, to a foreign female reporter. Like, isn't she just a female reporter? Like, a foreign. Oh, she's foreign. Female reporter. In 2016, after she ignored dozens of other messages. And I'm going to tell you guys something right now. I've asked women about this. I haven't met one woman ever, that's ever told me that, yes, it's a good idea to send pictures of your junk to them. We don't think like they do. Like, if you're a woman and you want to send me pictures of your breast or something, I'd be happy, right? I wouldn't be offended. But they do get offended. They do. Paul Bovey steps up and in right now. What do you think, Paul? If a woman sends you nude pictures, do you get offended?
If she sends me nude pictures, no. But I will tell you, I had a woman ask me to send her pictures of my junk. I actually met her in the front of South Point. I'm going to say this was about 9 years ago. And I asked her to send it to me in written form. Just because I'm just very cautious about what I send out and the repercussions of what could happen in the aftermath. I learned my lesson on that. And she would not send it out in email form. She said it verbally, but she would not send it out. And hence, I did not follow through.
That's awesome. You wanted a legal document stating that she requested this picture of you. I like your style, Paul. Always thinking, Paul, huh? Always thinking. And honestly, what could go wrong meeting a woman in a parking lot of the South Point?
Well, it wasn't really a parking lot. It was in front. I think it was like the, you know, that wooden thing that you sit in if you're waiting for the, you know, the shuttle van or whatever it is. I mean, and she was rather attractive, I have to say. And I was tempted to send it through, but, you know, the big head dominates the little head. As I've gotten older, I've shifted around. You know what I'm saying, Gabe?
Paul Bovey. I knew Paul would have some interesting thoughts on the situation as Paul Bovey's kicking it with us. We'll get back to the Jared Porter story a little bit later on. Paul Bovey covers experts kicking it with us. We're down to the final four in the National Football League right now. And we've got Tom Brady versus Aaron Rodgers. and Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes, or is it going to be Patrick Mahomes? I went over the protocol rules moments ago, Paul, and I brought up, so even though he does not have a concussion, right, he's got a tweaked nerve in his neck, he is in the concussion protocol. So I went through the steps that he has to go through. I believe, though, if the point spread is 3 right now, then the odds makers believe that Mahomes is playing, right? What's your take on all of this?
I concur with that assessment, Gabe. If the odds makers generally have a pulse on this, and they would not put the game up and leave themselves open to get beaten pretty bad, because obviously if it's Chad Henne, the script will flip and Buffalo will become a favorite.
And you know what? Chad Henne was able to step up and make some plays, but it's different when you actually have to start the game and you're practicing all week, et cetera. You know, we've seen that. You know, the backup quarterback's always the most popular guy in town until he becomes the starting quarterback, as they say. But Buffalo's going to have their hands full no matter what. I don't look at it like, oh, Mahomes is out. They're going to go in there and win this football game. Buffalo, you know, they haven't been great in the playoffs, but you don't have to be. All that matters is you win, right? You know, the history books, we don't look back at the final scores of the playoff games, right? We just remember who won the championship when it's all said and done. Strange football game against Baltimore, but I'll tell you what, man, that wind really, really caused a lot of damage on Saturday in Buffalo.
Yeah, and I'm going to say this, to your point, success is defined by the result. I was not an advocate of that call by Andy Reid, because when you throw the football, especially when you only need an inch or two with your backup quarterback, bad things can happen. I think he would have been second-guessed all the way to the end of his career, like Pete Carroll will be for that Super Bowl call. But hey, it worked. So he's a genius, and everybody wanted to heap on praise to Andy Reid because he made this grandioso call that happened to work out. Hey, if you go to the blackjack table and hit 17, you'll pull 4 once in a while. But I don't think it was a particularly sound-minded call, a prudent one at that, but it worked.
It did, but that's what makes Andy Reid, right? But honestly, I always wonder about that, Paul. You know, why teams can't just do that? It is a simple play. As you stated, things can go wrong, but it is a simple play. Tyreek Hill's going to get open, and the quarterback, all he has to do is throw it, you know, 5 yards. And at times, you hand the football off, the snap can go wrong, the handoff can go wrong, the defense can step up. I don't mind throwing the football. I actually thought it was a ballsy play, but I don't mind it. And I wish coaches were more aggressive. And I get it. I mean, the ball was at midfield, but I'll never forget years ago, Gary Moeller was the coach. Elvis Gerback was the quarterback. And it was Desmond Howard, actually. And they were playing against Michigan-Notre Dame. And it was on the cover of Sports Illustrated after. And it was like 4th and inches. Same thing. Close football game. Michigan's trailing. It's like 4th and inches at like the Notre Dame 30-yard line type of deal. And basically, Michigan threw the ball into the end zone, guys. Like, they went deep. They went, like they said, screw this. Let's try to win the game on this play. And they lulled everyone to sleep, and boom, they threw the ball deep, and it was caught for a touchdown, and they beat Notre Dame. I like the aggression. But I guess when you already have a Super Bowl under your belt, you can pull that off. Like, if Andy Reid had never won a Super Bowl before, he's not calling that play, Paul, I don't think.
I agree, and to your point about Elvis Gerback, the risk-reward is there because you're going to obviously score a touchdown in the game, but to do it for the purpose of gaining an inch or two, no, I'm going to run the football and take my chances. But you're right. Andy Reid has the resume, so he's able to pull it off, and no one's going to second-guess Andy Reid, but then again, they second-guess Pete Carroll, and we don't know if Marshawn Lynch would have gained those yards needed in lieu of what happened, in lieu of the interception. Nobody knows that, but everybody will proclaim that he would have.
Yeah, it's very similar to Michigan at a timeout against North Carolina. And which people act like, you know, Michigan were about to win the game. They were losing the game, and they would have had to score, guys. Right? And there was still time left on the clock. And, you know, people, revisionist history, you know, Bill Buckner, how many people think Bill Buckner cost the World Series when the ball went through his legs? Never mind the fact that...
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
There was another game. Sports Rage Late Night continues. Bring it.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network, doing our part to spread the winning edge nationwide.
Get on the grid.
This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to a different kind of sports talk.
We're not just talking about sports,
but talk about sports you can use. Get the winning edge. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM Network.
Yeah, Mo, that team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. Well, I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
The late night anger management class. So I brought the idea up last night. I fired off a poll question. Should the NFL championship games be on Saturday and Sunday or just leave it as it is right now? I think they should go one game Saturday and one game Sunday. I am Gable Morency. We're kicking at SiriusXM channel 204. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates, our digital video platforms, and the apps that are tuning in. Right now, Paul Bovey kicking it with us. Covers.com, covers experts. Throwing it down with us. And it's pretty evenly split right now. 53.2% say leave as is. 46.8% say Saturday and Sunday. Paul, I think they should shake it up from a gambling and a perspective, you know, a bettor's perspective and I think a football fan's perspective, and they make a whole weekend of it as opposed to just on Sunday.
Gabe, I'm, you know, I can roll with the punches here. Whatever way, I adjust. I'm going to tie it into my debauchery of playing horses, which has actually worked out very well the last 6 or 7 months. Either way is good for me.
Paul doesn't care when they play it. He's going to be laying it down either way. So FanDuel's got some interesting props up. So the exact result prop is up. So Super Bowl futures right now, Green Bay Packers are plus 210. Kansas City Chiefs are plus 210. The Buffalo Bills are plus 330. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are plus 430. Super Bowl exact result. Kansas City Chiefs to beat the Green Bay Packers, plus 340. The Green Bay Packers to beat the Kansas City Chiefs, plus 450. The Green Bay Packers to beat the Buffalo Bills, plus 550. The Buffalo Bills to beat the Packers, plus 600. The Kansas City Chiefs to beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, plus 600. The Buccaneers to beat the Chiefs, plus 850. The Bills to beat the Buccaneers, plus 950. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the Buffalo Bills with the Buccaneers winning is 11-1 right now. And, of course, Tom Brady tormented and terrorized the Buffalo Bills for nearly two decades. What do you think? What do you think of the games, Paul? How do you think this is going to play out?
Well, I do think Green Bay is a better team. And I understand that Tampa annihilated him in the first game. If you call it an annihilation, Green Bay had a 10-0 lead, pick six, and then another INT that went down to the 2-yard line. So it's the equivalent of a pick six. And all of a sudden it's 10-0 with the ball versus 14-10. I just think Green Bay is a better team. And I'm not going to confuse what I saw yesterday with the defensive prowess of a team that forged or had two difficult games with the Falcons and couldn't put the Vikings away, which, by the way, the Saints scored 52 points on, barely got by that Minnesota team, if not for the futility of Dan Bailey. They played two really solid football teams, Tampa Bay did, in the last 8 weeks of the season. The 46-23 win over Carolina, and that whitewash of Detroit, who was depleted in their secondary, and I made note of that on the Monday before the game. I just think Green Bay is the better team all around. I think they have a better defense than Tampa Bay does. I think Tampa Bay's weakness is in the secondary, and Aaron Rodgers will find a way to exploit that. But I do think it's going to be a higher-scoring game. I'm surprised the totals come down from 52 to 50.5. It's a move that I happen not to agree with. It may be in large part based on weather, but look, the weather's not going to be bad. Gabe, I know you've talked about weather. This is just football weather. I mean, if you can't play 29 degrees 5 to 10, you shouldn't be playing football. You should be playing badminton or something. This is football weather. It's reasonable.
Yeah. You're exactly right. And it's funny, I brought this up last night, guys. If you recall, we do a daily weather check. I say the same thing. Like the freezer bowl, man. Remember the Bengals-Chargers game in 81? That was cold. That was like really cold.
I had the under.
I was like, yeah, did you? Yeah, what, just 28-7? Yeah, it went under. What was the total?
I remember. I remember every game I bet and where I was. I remember where I watched it. And I think in this day and age, they would have put up a better number, but I don't think they factored in the weather. They were just kind of getting going on these over and unders back when that game was played. And I do remember, I believe Ken Anderson was in the game, if I'm not mistaken. And it was it was absurd. I mean, it was absurd. It was just kicking was out of the question because it was a rock. But yeah. That's real cold weather. I sat through a couple Giant games in the stadium when it was real cold weather. 29, yeah. 5 to 10, come on, man, come on.
And you know what? I was thinking about that with cold weather games the other day with the Rams. Remember the Rams went in a Giant stadium and it was freaking cold, man, one day. The Rams were toast. The Vikings got shut out 42-0, I remember, in a nice cold game. And remember that great Bears defense, and they played the Giants. And I want to say the total, was 30.5 in that game. Do you remember that game, the Bears and the Giants? It was freezing cold. It was they played a Giants game. Was it like 31.5, 30.5 or something like that, the total?
Are you referring to the game in 86 when the Bears won the Super Bowl?
I might have been the year after, the year before. I have to look it up. Oh. Was it 86 that game? Because no, it wouldn't have been year. It wouldn't have been in Giant Stadium that game. It was another year because it wouldn't have been a Giant Stadium. I remember it was a Giant Stadium.
All right, the Bears game that sticks out is the one where Sean Landetta went to punt the football and missed it.
I'm looking up the history here. So they played in 1985, and the Bears won 21-0.
That was the Sean Landetta game.
That game was cold as hell, whatever the temperature was. I wish there was a temperature check, but I was going to say, Paul, last night I checked, and they said it was going to be 24 degrees in Green Bay. And I said, you know, guys, you check the weather, and every day it seems to get warmer, and it's already warmer, as you stated, 29 degrees. And you know as well as I do, Paul, as you stated, it's football weather. And really, wind is the key. We saw that in Buffalo. It wasn't cold in Buffalo, but it was windy as hell, and it caused havoc with the passing game, with the kicking game. You look at Green Bay on Sunday, 6-mile-an-hour winds. It couldn't be less windy for a January evening there.
Exactly. Gabe, the only thing that counts in sports in terms of football weather, I'm not going to say rain doesn't count, but it has to be more towards the torrential side, but wind counts. And you can normally get a great assessment of the wind in the first two or three plays of the game. You'll watch the first one, two, or three passes. Do the passes float? Do they move? Do they go, you know, direct? You can even look at the official's hair, the coach's hair. Does it blow around? And at that point, you're going to know if the wind is going to make a difference. And more often than not, it doesn't. I think at 25 miles an hour, it starts to kick in with respect to the NFL. 23 miles an hour. Any NFL quarterback should be able to throw in 20-mile-an-hour wind. So we're dealing in a situation here where it's just a little chilly, I would call it. And these teams, to me, should put some points on the board.
So the first game that they played, as you mentioned, and both these conference championship games, guys, are rematches from earlier this year. So 38-10 was the final score. I remember I was unfortunately on the Packers on that Sunday afternoon. And I recall things were going good. The Packers moved the ball down the field. They scored a field goal. They scored the touchdown. Aaron Rodgers did that stupid celebration in the end zone, and it didn't score again for the rest of the game. And Tampa punched them in the mouth. I doubt the Green Bay are held to 10 points this time.
Oh, it's not going to happen. I think that was what I call an aberration. And it was clearly Aaron Rodgers' worst game of the year. In fact, you can make an argument it was the worst game of his career, at least in recent memory. I think he was something like 16 of 40. His passer rating was in the 30s. I think his worst passer rating after that was in the 90s. That shows you the gravity of the ineptitude for Aaron Rodgers on that day. And I think he'll atone for that. I don't have faith in this Tampa Bay secondary. Their run defense is decent, although it really didn't show up yesterday. Kamara had 85 yards on, I think it was 17 or 18 carries. But I question those guys in the secondary, Davis and Dean, and I don't think they're very good cover corners. They've been torched several times this year, and the Giants missed a few connections on that Monday night game, or they would have lost that one. I think you're going to see a different Aaron Rodgers here, and they didn't have Lazard in that game, by the way, and I think you'll see a different Aaron Rodgers here, and Green Bay is going to put up 30 points.
Interesting, as you talked about, Aaron Rodgers was 16 of 35 for 160 yards and two interceptions, zero touchdown passes. 16 of 35 for a buck 60. So he finished with 3 fantasy points. And you know what's crazy? If you think about it, Tom Brady had the second worst game of his career statistically against New Orleans in that 38-3. So since two things come full circle, bring it.
You can listen to Sports Grid on the radio, TV, or the internet.
Technology Grant.
keep it here on Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Football, the goal line. Baseball, home plate. Basketball, the net. Sports.
Get on the grid.
Yeehaw. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Let me get this straight. You took all the money you made franchising your name and bet it against the Harlem Globetrotters?
I thought the Generals were due. He's spinning the ball on his finger! Just take it! Take the ball! That game was fixed. They were using a freaking ladder, for God's sakes.
The Late Night Anger Management Class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenz. You are kicking it. Sirius XM Channel 204 and more. Paul Bovey, Covers.com, kicking it with us. People in the chat debating who the best defense ever was as we were talking about defense. And I got to say, listen, the New York Giants had some great defenses. They definitely did over the years. But to me, and the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, the Steel Curtain was great, Paul. And you're a little older than I am. As Paul's in his 40s, I'm in my 30s.
Thanks, Gabe.
Not really. But for me, it is the Cleveland Browns. And let me just rattle it off, the Chicago Bears. But let me just rattle it off. It's funny because they opened up the season with the Cleveland Browns. So that season, they opened up the season with the Cleveland Browns. They won 41-31. Wow. 41-31. Then week two, they beat the Philadelphia Eagles 13-10. They beat the Packers 25-12. The Bengals 44-7. The Vikings, they shut out 23-0. At the Houston Oilers 20-7. At the Vikings 23-7. Detroit Lions 13-7. The Rams 20-17. The Buccaneers 23-3. And then listen to this. They won 13-10, 12-10, 13-10, 48-14. 16-13, and 24-10. So they gave up 31 points in week one. They gave up 17 another time. But, you know, as you guys saw, man, you know, 7-0, 7-0, 14, 13, 10. And then in the playoffs, they lit it up. I'm just wondering, I'd like to know who the quarterback was for the Cleveland Browns that day. This is when the Browns were still didn't suck. And I guess they're sort of better now. Scoring summary show, but if I ask you, who's the best defense, Paul? Do you have the Bears up there?
It's definitely that Bears team, and I remember betting on them to win the Super Bowl, taking them before the playoffs started. I didn't get much of a return, but I knew it was. I hate to use the words free money. It's something that I have a moral opposition to, but this was the best team I ever saw, and I was shocked New England even mustered up a couple points at the beginning of the game. I think Tony Eason was the quarterback. Craig James. I think he was on the team, but they just swept through the playoffs. Nobody was competitive with them. And then the New England game started out. I think the Patriots got the first field goal, and from then it was just like lights out, man.
Yeah, they really, and I never forget Willie Gault, one of the fastest receivers ever. So I see Doug Flutie was on this roster. Did Doug Flutie get a Super Bowl ring with that team?
You know, I'm not sure. I don't recall, Gabe. I'm not sure.
I don't think so. I think they might have released him before. I don't remember him being there. You know what I mean? I don't remember him being there, but
Ditka got rid of him because I think he felt he was too short to play. And then, of course, his career was resurrected, and it finished up when him and Drew Brees were having this battle for the starting job, and that's how the whole Drew Brees legacy got started with Doug Flutie. So Flutie actually hung around quite some time, but I don't think he got a ring with the Bears, but I could be mistaken.
No, exactly. He wasn't there, though. He wasn't there when they won, type thing. Like, I don't remember him being there on, like, the sideline and stuff like that. And, of course, that was the Super Bowl. Walter Payton didn't score a football, but the refrigerator did. And I asked Ditka about that, and he basically said he didn't know. Said, like, it wasn't anything deliberate. He said he really just got caught up in the moment, and he didn't realize that Walter did not score a touchdown. And Ditka told me that it did bother him, like that, you know, people thought that he did it deliberately or something at the time, and he said it hurt him that people thought he would do that deliberately, and he just basically said he didn't know. And I guess people told him on the sideline when the fridge scored, they were like, you know, Walter didn't get one, coach. Somebody said something to him about Walter didn't get a touchdown, right? It was the Super Bowl. Walter Payton did carry that Bears organization forever, but I always have a good time going down memory lane talking football. And I'm like you, Paul. I remember, like, every Super Bowl, I could tell you where I was. You know what I mean? What city I was in, where I was, how much money. Like, I could remember, Oh, I didn't have a ton on that one. Oh, yeah, I had, like, 20,000 on that one. Like, I could remember each one. Like, I can remember, like, the days waking up that day. It's crazy how sports, we can remember time in our history and our lives through sports dates, Paul, isn't it?
Yeah, and, Dick is kind of an arrogant guy, and I don't think on the sideline he would have cared, and he might have even felt challenged if somebody brought that to his attention. I was at a Super Bowl. I don't know which one it was, but it was halftime, and I went in to take a piss, and who's behind me is this big, wide guy, and it was Ditka. And all of a sudden, you know, when you're trying to take a piss and it just won't come out, I was nervous. And I said, boy, I better finish this piss really quick because this guy's going to start yelling at me. Anyway, it finally came out. And I don't even think I finished because I didn't want this guy, like, light me up or something. I just, like, walked away and went back a couple minutes later. But, Dick is kind of one of those guys where he just wouldn't care at the time.
That's a great story. I got drunk with Mike Ditka. It was pretty funny. Me and Cam, Mike Ditka had a golf tournament, and he invited me. He liked me. He was buddies with Kyle Turley, he's really funny in real life, but he is intimidating like that. You know what? It's funny. There's a few guys that I've had on my show. Not many have, like, scared me, but the one guy that I did, I was like, oh my God. Like, I walked into the show and someone told me, like, an hour before the show, they go, bro, got a big guest tonight. I'm like, oh, yeah, who? They're like, Dick Butkus. And I'm like, oh, God. And it was the same thing, Paul. I was like, Dick Butkus. And I'm like, man, I don't want to upset Dick Butkus. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I was like, I can't screw this one up, man. He was the nicest guy, though, Dick Butkus. Yeah, nicest guy. Ditka was the same way. Ditka rattled me a little bit at first. You think, man, this is my Ditka, but he's actually pretty friendly. So, you like the Green Bay Packers to get there. It's a little tougher with the Mahomes situation right now, Paul. But as like we said, we both agree. You know, we're sort of assuming that Mahomes is going to play, but he does have to jump through quite a few steps. There's like five steps for him to pass for him to play in this football game. It's not a concussion. It's a tweaked nerve in his neck. And, Paul, you got to think about it, too. Yeah, it's a massive game for them. There's a trip to the Super Bowl on the line. But it's also he's also only 24 years old, bro. And you just gave him a hell of a lot of money. And there's a big picture involved in this as well. So as much as you want to sort of get him out there, they also have to be smart and cautious about it.
Yeah, but I do think he's going to play. And the number, as you brought up before, the number says he's going to play. And the fact that it's not a concussion, I think everybody breathes that collective sigh of relief. But certainly the Bills are going to have to make some adjustments. But I do think they came into that earlier matchup a little bit fragile. That was their worst four-game stretch of the season, yeah. And they followed the 42-16 game against Tennessee, so they might have just been feeling a little jittery. And of course, the weather conditions weren't favorable, and I think that just worked against them, and the game did not start out well for Buffalo. And it was amazing because later in the game, they were only down 23-17. And the score was nowhere near or indicative of the domination that Kansas City had. Hilaire was just running through them, and it was kind of embarrassing, Gabe. It was 26 carries. I think he had over 160 yards, and they outgained him more than 2-1. But Matt Milano did not play in that game. Hopefully they're going to be able to make some adjustments, but based on that game and based on what I see, I do think Buffalo's going to have to get back to their prolific offense and score a bunch of points here. And personally, I, again, don't agree with the move here. I make this number, I think it should be 54-55. It's already down, I think, 53. And I think these teams are going to score points. I don't think Kansas City is going to be able to duplicate what they did in that earlier matchup when Josh Allen completed only 14-27 for a buck 30 and they couldn't get off. And I believe they will get off with their passing game here.
And they're going to have to, as you stated. You know, against Indianapolis, they played better as the game went on. And, you know, one thing we've talked about it, guys, and it's not cliche. You hear this often, and it is very cliched in sports. Oh, halftime adjustments. But the fact of the matter is, the Buffalo Bills are very good at it. And we see they're a very good second-half team. They put up 14 points in the second half against the Baltimore Ravens. And we saw, Paul, the Bills tried to be aggressive early in that game. I mean, they ran the ball four times in the first half, and one of them was a Josh Allen scramble. Like, it was pass, 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 pass. And it was clear they were trying to, and we talked about it last week, that they were going to try to get the lead on Baltimore and take Baltimore out of their element. But they couldn't do it due to the wind. The ball was sailing on Allen. They couldn't figure it out. But then they put 14 points up in the third quarter. As you mentioned, they got Buffalo. That was the game after the Tennessee game. It was the COVID week. The Bills had to plan for two teams in 1 week. They didn't know what days they were going to be playing. It was a very unorthodox situation for the Bills to be in. And, you know, the Bills, though, they do have to get back to that. I mean, it can't get outrushed by like 150 yards on the ground every week and expect to win. I mean, they're going to have to because, you know, the Chiefs can run the ball on them. The Bills are going to have to score some points to win this game, Paul. Like, they're going to have to score 27, 30 points to beat the Chiefs.
I completely agree. I think that's the number. 27 to 30 is going to give them a shot to win the game. And I think 30 is probably the right number here. And Buffalo has to do something about that run defense. Look, that game was almost 10-10 on Sunday, if not for that INT. And you can make a case that, again, their run defense was not particularly good. They let up 150 yards, both the running backs, I think, went 10 carries for 42. And in the prior week, of course, the Colts a buck 63. So they're going to have to do a better job there. And, you know, look, Kansas City is dinged up at the running back position, which certainly may help them out here. But still, they're going to have to do a little bit better. And they're going to have to score points, which I believe they will. And look, Gabe, I do have a little future bet on Buffalo. I'm not hedging it. I'm going to sit with it. And like you, I'm going to be wearing my Bills jersey because I do have a Bills jersey.
New York
and,
team.
And rooting hard.
New York's team. The only team in New York. New York's team.
That's right.
Paul Bovey kicking it with us. Throwing it down. CoverageExperts.com. We'll say goodbye to Bovey on the other side. Bring it.
To be honest,
we should come with a warning label.
Caution.
24-hour sports talk
may cause mild addiction.
Get on the grid. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
And entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We know things are nuts out there. You need something to depend on.
That's where we come in.
Coming to you 24 hours a day.
7 days a week.
With the sports gaming strategies and information you won't find anywhere else.
Depend on it.
Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
Radio Network.
Late night anger management class continues. Level 1, 3-minute warning. George Kurtz will step up and in. Brent Stablowski will kick it with us as well from the Bleacher Report. All right, Paul Bovey covers experts with us for a couple of more moments. Looking forward to these football games. So, Paul is one of the best NBA cappers in America. And I know you've been football focused. At what point do you jump into the NBA, Paul? You know, because now, you know, we've got two more football games this week. Then there's going to be a week off. At what point do you jump into the NBA and start betting it daily?
Well, Gabe, it's going to have to be very soon. And I split tonight, and I'm going to have to start honing in on my NBA craft because I haven't jumped out of the gates with fanfare here. It's been a little bit choppy, to say the least, but it's because I generally am, you know, sidetracked here with football. So that's going to happen. I remember 1 year I started 0-9, and ended up finishing 59% on like 200 picks. So these things do happen. It's kind of a trend, but it's not a trend that I'm proud of, but it just happens like that. And I'm going to start, honing in. There were some interesting games tonight, and the Knicks are back on a two-game win streak, and the Toronto Raptors, as you say, are on a three-game win streak. So good things are happening up north, and let's hope they continue.
And crazy, the Lakers blow a massive lead tonight. The Golden State Warriors come back and win 115-113. But I was going to say, Paul, I know that you play the Knicks season win total often, so you got to be happy back-to-back for the New York Knicks.
I did. I'm 20, I think I played at 22.5 even money. But, of course, there's COVID concerns depending upon how many games they cancel. Will they pay you? Will they not pay you? So at this point, I'm hoping to get either a win or a push, but I'd rather, of course, get the win.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. Paul Bovey, great stuff, Paul. Thanks for kicking it with us as always. People always enjoy it. Paul Bovey throwing it down. Bring it.
Thanks, Gabe.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.